Hey guys, me again. I just want to come to you real quick before the episode starts to tell you about Cash Talk. It's a new podcast that I'm producing. Make sure you spell that in your search bar as K-A$H talk. And it's real cool. It's all about Black culture and talent that you can find within it. There are comedians, there are rappers, there's so many musicians that are interested in being a part of it. We have a podcast dynasty over here. So please make sure that you subscribe, and you get to meet us all. You get to meet all of the people from the publicity gun on the first episode. It's amazing. Make sure you tune in. Hey everybody, it's Pamela Roxanne, and you are listening to the Pamela Roxanne Show. And today we're going to discuss all those juicy, dripping, waterful, wetful, ocean-like topics that are out here today. Because I tell you, there's been a lot going on, and I have not been—I know I've been on a hiatus for about 3 weeks. And I honestly think now is one of the best times in culture to do hot topics, because a lot of people watch Wendy Williams, and since she's been gone, I feel like this is the time people look for other people doing hot topics. So if you are doing hot topics and on a podcast form or YouTube, shout out to you. I'm sure you got some new followers this week, because people have not been enjoying Nick Cannon and Cherry Shepherd was cool, but the guest host on the Wendy Williams, you haven't really been enjoying that. But we're going to get into that right now, because like I said, a lot has been going on. So you get into this song right now, and make sure that you go to Pamela Roxanne on iTunes so you can listen to the playlist, because the playlists are dope. The playlists are just a collection of music that I've listened to throughout my entire life. They're all wonderful by my very distinct and rigorous pedigree. So get into this episode, listen to this song, and I will be back with these juicy, dripping, wonderful, wonderful hot topics. What's going on? These are the juiciest hot topics around town. So let's first of all start off with Wendy Williams is Black, and Wendy Williams is back, honey. Will you? Wendy Williams is Black, and she's also back, as in returning. She came back on Monday, which was yesterday, and I honestly think she looks good. She looks the same to me. There has been a lot of speculation about what's going on with her and her personal life, about what's going on the internet and stuff like that. And then she came back and defended all those rumors by, you know, showing people her ring and doing the most about I feel like circling specific topics and questions and stuff like that. If you notice, she cast a wide net of we're okay. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's all okay like that. And we all know that if you live in America, nobody is all okay like that. So the way that she made it seem to me, at least I feel like she could have discussed, yes, there's been issues like such and such and such and such, and then went into how that doesn't matter or how that's irrelevant and stuff like that. But completely, she didn't completely ignore the topic. She brought it up saying that she knows what people have been saying about her, but that's as far as she really dug into the topic. And she told people to not worry about her wedding, or I mean her marriage, because it's all intact and it's all fine. And she made her kid jokes and about her being a mom and stuff like that. And I feel like that kind of deflected from the issue. But that being said, I do really look up to Wendy Williams on. I know that doesn't sound like I do, but I really do. I've actually read her books and all things like that. But just me knowing the person that she is broadcasting and stuff like that, and Spitfire, and how she goes at other people to be that vague and broad. Because she would hate that if it was someone else doing the same thing. You get what I'm saying? She would read somebody for filth and probably call them a liar for putting out a disclaimer like that. That just cast a big wide net of thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? That's phonery and fakery. But I don't know to what extent. I'm not saying that her marriage is broken up. I'm not saying that there's trouble in her marriage. But I'm saying that there's some sort of trouble that you're not really discussing to be away for all that time. And just not to just release the information that you're sick, you know? I feel like how sick is sick? Because you are back, she's wearing sneakers and stuff like that. Clearly things like obvious props to make it look like she's taking it easy. But My thing is, how sick is sick? During this hiatus, at some point when you realized it was getting extensive and you had to keep calling people to host your show, I feel like everybody has access to YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. You could have got on live and told the people, but I realized you wanted that big first episode back and you wanted all this drama and hype circling your name so that you, when you do return, because she acted shocked that people were there. People were going to be there, at least for that first episode. People were going to tune in, spend maybe even for this first week or whatever. But as soon as it starts to go back into the regular schmegular, I mean, I feel like you set yourself up. But we'll see how that plays out. But who knows? Who really, really, and truly knows? This is all speculation, and this is all in my own mind. And I do kind of believe the thing about the pregnant woman that lives around the corner from Wendy, because she, though, just on based on how that she gives three-way advice, it seems like she gives advice on that type of stuff as if she doesn't want it to circle back and hit her. Because if you don't understand what I mean by that, I mean that when someone says, oh yeah, because this is Wendy's advice on three ways, which I, if you were to ask me, I would say, don't do it, girl, just leave him. Or do it and then leave him. You know what I'm saying? If you're sexually interested, but that relationship is done. Once the question's even thrown out there to me, that relationship is done. But Wendy, see, I'm only part Cancer. Wendy probably really loves this man and probably try to make things work through a lot of different things, probably maybe by ignoring stuff, maybe by including people in the relationship, maybe by like she says, go way across to the Neverlands and sleep with a chambermaid and so you don't have contact. And I feel like the reason that she doesn't, maybe she knows people, like we all know people, but and learn from other people's situations, but I truly, truly believe that Wendy gives that specific advice on the topic just in case that this mess right now really does ever hit the surface. And she can say, on, you know what I'm saying? It won't hit so hard based on the advice that she's given in the past, and she can refer to that. And I don't feel like normal viewers clock things like that, but I definitely clock things like that. So, yeah, Wendy's back. Wendy's back. She had a cute little bob. She had this cute little dress. She has no shape whatsoever. And Wendy, I don't, I mean, I get the femininity of the boobs. I really, really do. Like I really do. But I just think you need, even if you do inserts, like you don't have to get surgery, but just the sliver of something there, like even the illusion of something there would do wonders for even viewership. You know what I'm saying? Like it would do wonders. Like, bruh, you need. Anyway, who am I to tell you what you need? Anyway, but Wendy Williams' marriage seems to be intact from what she says, and everything seems to be going swell in Huntersville. So now, R. Kelly spent all of 2 milliseconds in jail. He stopped by. He visited his favorite guard, Shirley. You know what I'm saying? Brought her some cookies from the Pied Piper factory. And he left. He bounced. He got out of there. Because. Huh? See, what you don't understand about R. Kelly is he got daycare workers out here paying for him to get out of jail. They posted, and this woman had some money to. I'm not. I know the story, but I don't know the story. So we're gonna say that she got this money from her daughter in some form or fashion. I don't know if her daughter passed away or she got it. And I heard it was settlement money. So just know that this lady did not earn this money. That she was a daycare worker. Maybe she earned a good percentage of it, but. When I tell you I was shocked and appalled and bamboozled and befuddled, what is the turn? What is the return on that? Well, did she have a previous conversation like our like I'm gonna get my money back, Kells? Right? I don't know. Oh, and I just want to put it out there because I haven't spoken on the. I don't think I've reported on the R. Kelly situation, but I'm totally. I believe that's him. I know that. Oh yeah, we did it at the round table talk. If you listen to that episode at the and not round that table, the first episode of Cash Talk. Excuse me. We discussed the R. Kelly situation, and everybody, a part of the publicity gun, was in agreement that he was guilty and that this is just common knowledge that we all know. And since we're not, you know, the ones in the suits and stuff like that, we were just baffled as far as like why these decisions are being made because we do kind of rely on the justice system for a lot of different things and to bring things to justice. And since that's just all common, because I saw the tape back when it was young, and that was something I wanted to get off the ground first is who saw the tape, because the tape is graphic. The tape is him, excuse me. The tape is graphic, It's clearly him. It's clearly a girl. And so, not a woman, a girl. And so he spent 2 seconds in jail. And someone paid the $100,000 bond. That was the daycare worker lady. And I would like to speak with her. I would love to know her motivation behind this. Like, what was the thought process? I mean, is he gonna take you to that famous McDonald's that he hangs out at and slings dick at? You know what I'm saying? The McDick of Bryson County. I don't know what county, but these are the thoughts. These are the thoughts that go through my head. And I just don't know. R. Kelly, he does have a court date coming up and things like that, and he did make bail based on it. But another interesting fact is that he didn't post his own bail, and no one else, and that he's been in the industry for a very long time. No one else came to his rescue. A daycare worker did, who works with the babies. You know what I'm saying? That's not all right. That's not all right. And we really have to. And that is like typical America. That is like typical America. A day, this nigga has been in the industry with billionaires and millionaires and people of interest, people of distinction and valor and all these different things, up an echelon, if I may borrow Nicki Minaj. And here he is being bailed out of this horrendous situation. And people, and if this was happening to your friend and you felt he was innocent, wouldn't you come to his rescue? Wouldn't you come and say something? Wouldn't you stand up on 2 feet and holler to the top of your lungs, what the fuck is going on? I feel like everybody, it's just common knowledge. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just everybody knows about R. Kelly and what he's doing over there. And the fact that it's news now, I feel like a reporter really, really got lucky and really just reported, so just said some shit out loud. Said some shit that we all see over there. Really said the sky was blue. Everyone just like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is like, oh shit, the sky is blue. And some people take that with a grain of salt. I don't take that with a grain of salt. As for example, I was watching Bimbo Winehouse on YouTube the other day. He posted a video. Y'all go check out Bimbo Winehouse. Bimbo's the shit. I love him. And he is somebody who I grew up on who really had that spunk and energy and stuff like that. You should really go watch him. But I was watching him the other day and he was speaking on the R. Kelly case and he says he's still bumping R. Kelly and stuff like that. Now, that in particular, that act right there, I believe is wrong because that is really physically feeding him. You get what I'm saying? If you really gotta step. There are a billion songs out here, and I feel like R. Kelly can be eliminated. I don't know if that's a realistic thing that can happen. And it's kind of a new thing that's out here when people are saying cancel them. You know what I'm saying? We knew he was pissing on people in 1990. You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga. It's a new concept, and people are really against being told what to do sometimes. So that is a really big part of it, I see. So people just really will not giving up. They will be bumping and grinding. They will be getting that honey love. They will be stepping in the name of love on repeat just because you told them to cut the shit off. So you really can't look at things like that. You just got to really spread awareness and just really speak out loud. And you're really done talking to adults. That's what I tell people. You can just say it so everybody knows and let them do what they want with it. Our main focus when we're getting information like that is to the kids. You know what I'm saying? If we can get the kids to hate them coming up, we really don't have to worry about it because we'll die out, you know? So, you know, does that make sense to everybody? So anyway, the biggest topic of all is the Jussie Smollett situation, and we're gonna get into that. I did want to say that they had a GoFundMe as well for R. Kelly, so there was that as well. But and which is all it's just all just baffling and very typical America, and it really makes you open up your eyes and look at these motherfuckers in your face, and you'd be like, nigga, you just want to shake the shit out of Christina, like you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, bruh. Anyway, so. We're gonna get into this little commercial and do this music. Make sure that you listen to the full. They only play a sample on Anchor, but if you want to listen to the full song and or the full playlist, you can go over to iTunes where this podcast can also be heard. And just type in Pamela Roxanne. You'll see all the playlists come up. You can follow my official page and see all the playlists when they come out. You know, straight to your phone. You get a little notification and everything. It's really cute. So I'll see you in a minute, and we're gonna talk about Jussie Smollett. Hey everybody, it's Pamela Roxanne, and we are back with Hot Topics, honey. And let me tell you about Jussie Smollett, okay? So, Empire star Jussie Smollett, if you guys have not, if you're not aware, he's been everywhere before this scandal happened. And something interesting, very interesting about me and Jussie Smollett is that we have the same birthday. Which is, I find uncanny, because that's why I was so like, he ain't do it. He ain't do it. He ain't do it. Because I'm a scheming bitch. But at the same time, I don't see me doing no shit like that. Like, straight up getting hit in the face. Like, bruh. Self-planned? No. So, Jussie Smollett, I'm sorry about the chair. So, Jussie Smollett has paid these two African men to beat him up, allegedly. And he is now being charged with falsifying information to the police of Chicago. And now he is, the attackers have released a statement apologizing and saying that they made a bad decision and all the things like that. And if you don't know the details within the case, Jussie Smollett claimed that he got beat up, jumped, and, called the police and told them that it was white people, but it was actually these two African trainers who were background on Empire. And he apparently was really actually getting trained by them, or maybe those were a dummy text to make it look like they were. But when they went through his call log, they found information that made it seem so that they were actually training. So Jussie, now, I believe he's still in custody. I don't think he's still out. I haven't gotten an update on that as far as right now. But Jussie is, his career is over, pretty much. Everyone is pretty much really, really, really mad at him. Really mad at him over this shit. I think it's hilarious. I think it's absolutely positively hilarious. I don't think the jail part is too hilarious, because that could get very, very serious because of the documents that he provided, the doctor documents that he provided to the police and stuff like that, gets into really hard time as far as going to jail. And that's not so funny, baby. But Jussie Smollett, I'm sure, is somewhere shaking in his boots or trying to smuggle lube, because I'm telling you, it's going to get rough in there. It's going to get rough in there. Gosh. So Jussie Smollett, he called the police and told them that the attackers were white, but they were actually African men, like the complete opposite of any white man. And they said that he left on the noose, that he said that they tried to get him to hang him with the noose, and he left the noose around his neck for about 45 minutes. And he says this is so that they could feel the effects of the robbery and stuff like that and know how serious it was. I don't believe that for 2 seconds. I don't believe that any of that happened the way that, okay, no. If you are jumped and hurt, and the reason I'm going into these old details is because I didn't get to speak about it before, so I'm really kind of backed up with information and excitement about this topic, because if you are being jumped, let's start there. If you're being jumped and somebody puts a rope around your, white men, but if you're a black person and somebody puts a rope around your neck, and they're beating you, and it's two against one, all these factors, it's public, it's on the street, you're off guard, it's late at night, you could be tired, you know what I'm saying? You could not have on the right shoes for this. How you gonna fight in flip-flops? You know what I'm saying? You know, things like that. So many factors about being just publicly humiliated like that. And if you are, then his birthday is my birthday. If you're anything like me, I would not be having, I wouldn't even bring the rope in my house. I would leave the rope at the front door and say, this is what they used. And y'all take that with you. Keep it in a bag or something. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I would not want that anywhere. I would be a crying mess, first of all. I'd be a crying mess. I'd be inconsolable. Bro. Wow. Couldn't do it. But Jussie Smollett, I'm very, very, very disappointed in you, baby. I'm sure that means shit to you now, but I'm very disappointed in you. And all I can really say is I hope it some turn of events makes this not true and makes this not real. And if you drop the soap, remember that hot note I taught you, okay? Okay, no. No? Okay. Okay. Well, Jussie Smollett, he'll be having a court date coming up very soon, and I'll make sure that I'll post on the results of that. And it's just really upsetting and really fucked up. And he got cut out of the last, what is it, last two episodes of Empire. The editors and the directors, the guy got together. That some people didn't want to shoot with him, such as Terrence Howard, and stuff like, I don't want to start repeating things that you can get other places, but I'm telling you, my opinion on this is crazy. Like my brain, everybody was so quick, and that's another thing, man. Before definitive evidence, you can call it intuition all you fucking want or psychic ability, but before a lot of definitive evidence came out about him, I feel like a lot of people were just straight up condemning him. Like, I just feel like a lot of people were just taking shots and just because they could. And this isn't the type of thing where we want stuff like that. Like off gate, you guys can't be like that. Like just if for in the future, let's realize everybody's not a Jussie Smollett and everybody's not conniving in that way. And that makes it re that is really, really bad. And the more you really think about the facts and not who he is and not about those high notes and so let him get, you remember that? That's like the one season of Empire I've seen. So, when you know if your mind is warped from those images, because none of that, he is not, is it Jamal Lyons? He's not him. Somebody lying. And he's somebody lying. He is not that person. He is Jussie Smollett, and everything about him that we've seen has been produced, has been someone else's invention, and has been set up with lighting, and has been set up with, scripts and, backing and designer clothes and cute haircuts and big white teeth and, a beautiful silky voice. Things like that will warp your perception of a person and have you really feeling bad for somebody that you enjoy because of really the team of people that put that together. And that's just something, America, as much as we will put a celebrity in the White House, we won't click into the fact that we put a celebrity in the White House. Like certain things we won't say out loud. And that's just another thing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are just very, very produced. And such as Beyonce and things like that, just very produced. And yeah. So we're gonna move on. I'm sorry for you, Jesse. Sorry for you, baby. Bimbo Winehouse called him Jussie Omelette. I thought that was hilarious. Anyway. So Monique versus Steve Harvey. Now this happened a couple weeks back or maybe last week sometimes. And I know this is kind of an old simmering story and people who already got their keys on this, but I haven't got to spread my keys on this. I told you I've been on this hiatus. I needed to get my, I mean, this is me getting my wings back in order because I'm telling you, when I gagged at the voice level of Steve Harvey talking to this young lady, it was a mess. It was absolute positive mess. Steve Harvey went in on Monique for the Netflix boycott that she did, what was that, last year? And I don't know. That wasn't the right time. That wasn't the right place. The audience was shookest. The audience was shookest. Oh my God. And to the if you could. I know Monique's face is a meme, like right now, because that was hilarious. Her face looking at him, like if she had laser vision, I promise you his scrotum would be ashes. Okay, so Monique did the boycott maybe last year, and she has been being blackballed since that event. And if you guys don't know, recently when she got on stage, she told everybody from that production, which would be Tyler Perry, Oprah, and people like Lee Daniels, to basically suck her dick. And Lee Daniels is also the is it the producer of Empire? And he is the, they're saying that he's the reason for Jussie Smollett's attack, basically, because he has spoken so outwardly. Not, it's not his fault or anything. He's spoken so outwardly about being, about hating gay bashing and things, excuse me, and things like that. So when the, that was, so that was how Jussie Smollett concocted this plan, knowing that Lee Daniels would feel some sort of a way about that attack being done, and he with the letter and stuff like that. It was all a progression of events. It was too movie-like. It was too dramatic. It was too scripted. And that's what he's used to. And that's how you really know the lie is because it was dramatic. It was like a Empire episode. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, like he's getting beat up by white people. They have MAGA hats. Oh my God, a noose. Oh my God, he still has the noose on. He's explaining himself to the police. Like he was straight like acting 101, and. And like if you haven't seen CIS Miami or CIS Vegas or CIS, CI fucking S, then That was it. You just that was it. You just witnessed the motherfucking episode because and the Chicago police are sick and fucking tired of his buffoonery. It took them all 12 seconds to find out he was bullshit. Apparently, they said when they walked in and seen that he had the noose on, they were taking notes reluctantly, like hesitantly. And it's just a mess. It's just a mess. But anyway, Monique was labeled as difficult based on her telling an intern or a staff member backstage that she wasn't ready or something like that. It was to an intern. I know that the sourced event of her being difficult was her talking to someone backstage and it got a little heated. But this was years ago, and she says that everybody in her peers group, which would be Steve Harvey, and I think she even mentioned Oprah on the interview, said came back and told her that she wasn't wrong for doing things like that, asking for more money and being treated like a legend or like a person of extreme interest. I don't know. So Steve said she's burned too many bridges and that she has basically been left out astray, and he really hates that because she's so talented and she's so everything like that. But the thing about it is Steve is, and I really hate to say this because once again, black people in media and like moguls like that, I really do look up to people like that. And I would really, if I met Steve today, I would shake his hand. But at the same time, I have to say, Steve, you are coony. That is coonery. The fact that you mentioned we're black out here and we can't do this, that's where things stop for me. That's where the brakes are pushed. Because though things like that may be the case, and those things people still think certain things like black people are, lesser and things like that. People think whatever the fuck they want to. But the thing about it is that the laws in America, your voice in America, stand the fuck up in America. America! I'll be damned. Do you know if I don't like when people say that just because you're black, I feel like you should watch yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're black, you should watch yourself. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you're gonna get on camera, you're gonna do this commercial. Okay, don't be black. You know what I'm saying? No. And that really that fucks me up on the inside. And that was really like the basis of his argument is that, we're black out here. We can't really make these type of waves. Like if you wanted to do this, we should have did it in a more, I guess, gentle featherweight manner. Now, I don't like that wording whatsoever. And I don't, if it means what it means, then I don't like that sentence. I don't, but I want to believe that he doesn't mean it in his heart the way I'm interpreting it, because that sentence is fucked up. That sentence is funny. He kind of took it back in the same moment, if you guys paid attention, but that doesn't take from the part that you said it, and that's how your mind works. And from all this shit about your grandkids crumbling and you crumbling, you have enough money to make sure that your grandkids are paid, and I mean paid for education and set up for in the future. You know what I'm saying? You have made it to the point where your kids are not going to crumble, and their grandkids are not going to crumble, and their kids are not going to crumble. And you don't have to worry about shit like that. And just because that type of thing is in your brain, that shows you the coonery and the slave master step and fetch it type of mentality that I can't do that. And like if I said I come from a family of black hillbillies, like like that's a lot of them. A lot of the older people in my family are very step and fetch it themselves, and I can't that mentality, like it's a trigger in me. I don't like it, but I'm sure it can be helped, and I'm sure he can be taught. Steve, seek help. We love you. Listen to the read. You know what I'm saying? Listen to some black positive stuff. Listen to the Pamela Roxanne show, because girl, we're giving you the tea. We're telling you. Monique is not to be trifled with. Her face during this whole interview was beautiful. I loved it. She was not accepting this. She was not, and that's my main concern when people like that are heard and listened to, and people go ahead and what, like his kids probably think like that, and that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? By the time that they're his age, the world will be completely different, and they will have values that are completely null and void. And I think we should keep an eye on the future for things like that. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to fuck up your kids' headspace with things that are going to be completely null and void within 5, 10, 15, whatever years. We are going to, unfortunately, we're going to die out, you know, and all we have is our legacy. So let's give them nothing but the best. I believe that Monique is a part of that mindset of giving nothing but the best. Now, she is part of that old 40 shorty group that I call that, you know, is older and they're not technology savvy. I don't think asking for a boycott of Netflix was the correct thing to do. We enjoy Netflix immensely. They're actually, we enjoyed it then, and now it's getting better and better. And now people are like following that business model. I don't think that we're gonna stop that. They make wonderful black content. They make wonderful gay content. They're very friendly to everybody. They give all our favorite specials, including you, even though you weren't paid properly, including you, one of our favorites. And, you know, I don't think that asking us to completely cut them off was the issue. If we all got together and wrote in, I feel like that would be more productive than something that we're not going to do. Like I said before, people don't like being told what to do, man. So maybe he was right about that as far as the plan, but I don't believe that nicer bullshit. I believe every letter that you send to the company should have fuck in it. Every letter should have damn, and you know, I'm going to cancel. Maybe you won't, but you threaten and you shake your finger real hard and you know, but it's absolutely bonkers. Thank you guys for sitting with me. If you don't know, I've been speed talking like this last round, trying to make time. So thank you guys for listening. Make sure you follow and subscribe on everything Pamela Roxanne, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. You can go get the playlist. They're out there. There's so much merch coming your way. Feminine Fascinations, my art band. Pinglet is launching in a few weeks or whatever. So please, please make sure you keep up with everything Pamela Roxanne. And it's going to be dope and fantastic and wonderful. Thank you for listening today. I hope you have a beautiful day. I'll see you guys later.